Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So this guy in Northern California recently told his roommate that he hit the lottery for $10,000. Oh, $10 million, excuse me. $10 million. And the roommate stole the ticket and swapped in a phony one that he altered to look like the real one. And when the guy went to cash it, the lottery officials told him it was fake. The roommate then showed up to cash the real ticket on Monday, and he got arrested. So it turns out it was a $10,000. He thought he was cashing in for $10,000. That's what it was. Okay. And the craziest part is when he goes and shows up to cash the ticket, he gets arrested. Mm-hmm. They both thought the ticket was worth $10,000, the roommate and the guy. So that's why this mistake happened. The guy goes up, and he goes, hey, I got a $10,000 ticket. They go, wait, this is fake. He's like, really? And he goes back, finds out his roommate actually switch the tickets so that the roommate would get the money.
But did they not think he was going to figure that out?
Yeah, you'd think that would have happened.
Stupid roommate.
But then the reason I'm confused is because they were as confused as well, because it wasn't a $10,000 ticket. It was a $10 million ticket.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. What a great moment for that
person.
And what an idiot roommate. I bet he would have hooked him up with some money.
He probably would have, unless it was you.
I would float my friends. If it's my roommate and I'm close with the guy and he's my homie, I'd drop him like $100,000.
Oh, that's a lot better than $10,000, which he was trying to steal from you.
Right. That's the funny part. Like, I wonder, of course, now he can say whatever he wants, but I wonder if you were in that moment, you found out you just won $10 million as opposed to $10,000, would you hook up your roommate?
Oh, no way. I mean, well, if he tried to steal from you or just
no,
in general?
No, you had no idea. No, remove the stealing part. He's just your roommate. He's your buddy. You won $10 million.
Well, that depends. It really depends on the kind of roommate he is. I mean, I know that Joey Deez has a great roommate, so I think Joey Deez would hook him up. But some of the roommates I have seen other people have in the past, I don't think there's any way they get hooked up.
Yeah, I just think about my last roommate. It was an old bandmate of mine. At the time, without a doubt, if I won $10 million, I'd be like, hey, man, here you go.
Wow. That's
I'm no longer your roommate, but here you go.
That's awful nice of you.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose if
I'm
you're
onwards
friends
and upwards.
Yeah. Hey, you know, here's $100,000 now, get out of my sight.
No, I'm out of your sight.
Yeah. Oh man. $10 million and he didn't know it. He thought and that's significantly different.
No, it's not. It's almost the same.
Right?
Sure.
I don't know how you make that mistake. I guess you just
miss like a number.
You miss a couple.
Yeah. Couple of zeros.
Yeah,
there.
Because you go from 10,000 to 100,000, then from 100,000 to 10 million when you're talking about adding zeros. So this dude had no clue he got 10 mil. No clue at all. Wow. That is just... I mean,
you already have great news. It's like, I'm going to be $10,000 richer. No, sir, it is a mistake. The ticket actually is for $10 million.
Dude, seriously, that's a lot of zeros. Because I realize you go from 100,000 to a million. Mm-hmm. Then you go from a million to 10 million.
Right.
So you...
It's a huge jump, BJ.
That is a huge jump. Which that's a whole set of three zeros that he doesn't have on there. And he still doesn't realize it's 10 million. And neither did the idiot guy. His buddy who stole the ticket.
Yeah, that guy really messed up.
Wow.
Because now he's probably going to jail for that, I would imagine.
He's facing charges for grand theft. I mean, that's, you know, it's one thing, I think, if you steal like, you know, $100 or whatever, but you're stealing $10 million, that's got to be larcenous, super larcenous.
So he says, hook up my roommate after winning the lottery? Absolutely. Another person. I would hook up the roommate. That way I wouldn't have to live with them anymore.
Yep.
You know, we've said this, but then here are your buddies on the show. We're as roommatey as we can be. And what did Steve say? He wouldn't give me a dime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why would I give you any money?
I was roommatey as a roommate could ever be.
Well, if you keep using the word roommatey and fleek, you will never get a dollar from me.
You know
but
what?
But I did say it depends on how much, but I would hook all of you guys up with some money.
$10 million?
I'm not splitting the ticket X amount of ways just because I work with you guys. If I buy a ticket on my own, that's my money. Yeah, you guys will get some cash. All right. Don't get me wrong. I will hook up my my homies. But
let's find out how much we're getting. Vicky's got a question. How much out of 10 million?
10 million. You won $10 million. How much are we all getting? Are we all getting the same amount?
You'll net 10 million. Let's just say that
you're all not getting the same amount.
Everybody's getting done.
Yeah.
What? You can make a reality show out of that.
Wait. It's okay as long as I get more because I'm like your closest buddy.
What?
No way.
No, I mean, I'm
the least.
Why would I get the least? I know you the most.
Well, I mean, I kind of gauge it. I'd be like, okay, who needs more money?
I can't believe this. Who hired you and said, you know what, you should come on board and be part of this show?
Well, that's your fault.
But I'm trying to buy a house.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, it is.
You'll still get a good amount, but I might like throw a little extra more towards Vicky's way.
She doesn't need it.
She has to put up with you.
Yeah.
Especially now that I'm gone, because I'm quitting as soon as I get that money.
Yeah, that's okay. Like, I get
if you
most.
Give me enough, though, I'll quit, too. So if you don't have to give her much. We'll both quit.
$10 million. Man, I'm stressed. That's not enough to really spread out, if you ask me.
So you're not even going
to
give us $100,000, are you?
$100,000 each?
Yeah, I'd do $100,000 each.
He's not doing it.
How many are there? That's 800,000?
Yeah.
After taxes?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll give you $100,000 each before taxes, so you're going to get taxed as well.
Well, that's like 70, right?
I'll take that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I thought you were going to split it evenly. I thought I was going to get a little bit more.
No, I'm going to split it evenly, BJ. I promise. You guys don't tell him.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to sign non-disclosures.
I'll figure it out. You'll get a lot of money.
$100,000 is not enough to get me to quit the job. It's a nice piece of money, but I can't quit
the
job.
I'll quit for $100,000.
$10 million, I don't have that much to work with, guys.
Oh, you know,
I still got family. I got to give them money, too.
Yeah, see,
you?
See, that's why you
next thing you know, I'm only going to end up with maybe like $2 or $3 million of my own.
That's
right.
Not enough to get the hockey rink and the wrestling arena in his backyard.
Thank you, Vicky. At least she understands the importance.
I get you.
That's a tough one because $10 million, I look at it this way. I mean, it's a lot of money, but boy, if you're trying to think of retirement and everything, who knows how much $10 million is going to be worth in 25 years or so, 30 years?
You're right. $20,000 each you guys get. Okay. Thank you, BJ.
All right. Why don't I still get $100 for saving you on everybody else? I don't get anything for giving you great financial advice.
We'll talk later. Contract whipped up.
Sounds good.
Sorry, George Clooney gave his inner circle $1 million each.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, look, if I'm a $100 millionaire, $100 million.
Yeah, and George Clooney is.
If I have if I win $100 million in the Powerball,
okay. If you get $100 million, and let's say that's what you take home after you settle out, you get $100 million.
Easily, I would give all of you guys $1 million.
Dude, George Clooney is worth $500 million.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm worth $500 million, you guys are all getting $1 million.
Wait, you said if you had $100 million, so we should all get $5 million if you're a $500 million.
That's not how math works for me, BJ.
He doesn't know math, and you sound ungrateful, so he should get less.
I'm getting robbed here.
You're getting $1 million.
I was supposed to get whatever, value of $5 million.
I got my brother. I got my parents.
I know you got all those people.
I got my bandmates.
Yeah.
My buddies I play hockey with.
You got all those guys.
I'm going to be broke.
I understand. It's going to be tough, but you know what? This is your duty when you get $500 million there, Mr. Clooney. Get it done.
Yeah. That is insane. What if you're like that one loser Clooney friend?
Yeah.
Like the guy who never accomplished. Although I bet George Clooney doesn't have. Like everyone he hangs out with is probably rich.
Yeah, like what would you have had to do to be that friend to George Clooney?
I can't complain. I won't compare Clooney because I don't know his life, but let's think of Mark Wahlberg. We know Mark Wahlberg probably has some old friends from the neighborhood that haven't done so well.
Right.
You know, because he came from a tough beginning.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if he's worth $500 million, but Mark Wahlberg's got to be at least worth, three digits. You know, three digits into the millions.
$225 million.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg.
And that's, of course, those net worth websites, which from what I've heard.
Not bad for Mark.
They're not 100% accurate.
But.
I would hook up the entire Funky Bunch.
Oh, yeah, I think you got to.
He owes it to them.
Yeah, but he's probably got some, like, you know, ne'er-do-well friends or guys that just, you know what, maybe hard workers and just, you know, they're just doing their regular 9-to-5.
But what if you have one loser friend that you know is just going to spend that money and be broke within a year?
That would be Danny. Don't give it to him.
Oh, man.
No.
I'd do the Brewster Millions thing, man. I'd be like, here's this money. You got to spend all of it. Basically make a game out of it.
You got to spend all of it in a year or so?
Or even less. Make it so it's not really winnable so they don't get any more, but just see how it works out for them. I'd be like Jigsaw if I was a millionaire, shouldn't be.
We'd all have to play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah.
Who do you think would lose the money first?
You mean blow it all? Like Steve. Steve. Even though he gave us $1 million, I think at the end of 10 years, we'd all have more money than him.
Yeah.
He would sink his money into stuff like Boober or any sort of strange idea that he's come up with. Oh, I've got a great money-making idea.
He's totally Big Head from Silicon Valley. No doubt about it.
I'd have a sushi chef in my house just whenever I feel like sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that my wife would like be, no, I wouldn't spend all this money because I have my wife to keep me, but she would be spending it with me.
I got to wait for us to hit the lottery, by the way. I just, I don't know if you heard the news, but Mackenzie Bezos is on the market.
Dude, that story is nuts.
Yeah. Jeff is getting divorced, and he's worth, what, a skillion? And I guess he's had no prenup, which means there is bank to be made. So give me Mackenzie's number. My wife will understand. I mean, we're talking big money. I'm doing it for the cause.
Did you see, like, they're putting out all, like, the steamy text messages that he sent out?
Oh.
Apparently, like, he sent, like sexy selfies to her. They need to publish those.
Oh, so he's been a bad boy.
They say, according to the story, that he sent her at least two sexts back in April and May. And,
oh, boy.
Like, she was with somebody, he was obviously with somebody, and they were allegedly having an affair, although some reports are saying they got together after they both decided that they were done.
Oh, boy.
But the texts have come out, and one of them says, I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's poetic. Good old Jeff Bezos. He probably hired somebody to write that for him.
I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body.
Okay, do you think, uh-oh, if I'm Jeff Bezos, I have somebody searing over that for me. Like, look, dude, I got this chick. I'm trying to really send hot texts to her.
Well, that's what he got?
That's what I would. That's you know, modern day Cyrano. That stuff, Vicky. Would you respond to that, or just all the millions that Jeff had? He could say anything.
Millions, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff could text anything. I think you go, you're Jeff Bezos.
It's like, I want to see your feet in mashed potatoes, and I'd be like, okay, baby.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, I want to see your money in my bank account.
Another one of his texts. He says, I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you.
Oh, somebody wrote that for him.
What, you don't think he's got that?
Nah, he's got a guy that does that for him.
Think he got like a book sexting for dummies on Amazon.com?
Well, he's Jeff Bezos. Yeah, he probably read one of his own books.
So that's his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, and that's his girlfriend.
Oh.
I got news for you. I think that's a step down.
Huh.
I really do. Because I've seen pictures of Mackenzie, and I'm... Look, they say...
He's got kind of like a weird lizard face going on.
Which one is this now?
The one he's...
The new one?
Yeah. At least in this picture, it's not very flattering.
It's not a good... Yeah, it's not a good picture. But meanwhile...
Oh, that picture's good. Okay, never mind.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that.
It's because she does the plastic surgery. Yeah. You're not a fan of that.
See, I'm not a fan
vicious.
Of that. Meanwhile, well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Isn't it crazy?
You're not saying anything mean anymore. I don't want my Amazon account to get screwed.
Oh, that's a good point. I think that's, look, I have no idea what it's like to live with Mackenzie, but it's just far as, like, you know, looks go, I don't think, it almost is like, first of all, they're very similar looking.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all.
Well, also, you just saw a picture of both of them rocking red dresses.
Yeah.
Well, and they're brunette, and they look like they have a similar skin tone, or am I losing my mind?
No.
His new girlfriend's a little tanner.
Oh, yeah. Is she? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't look
now,
the same
I have
at
to
all.
Say, I don't support this decision, Mr. Bezos.
There also is a sexting book on Amazon. So it's called Sexting, the Grown-Up's Little Book of Sex Tips for Getting Dirty Digitally.
Nice. Do you think he
is
read
it just
that?
A digital release, or is it a hard
You can get a hard cover. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Should we be talking about hard release when we're talking about these kind of things?
According to the National Enquirer, he took her on vacations on his $65 million private jet and sent her erotic selfies that were too explicit, even for the magazine to print.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. Damn, dude.
Kind of want to see these pictures.
And is that Mackenzie right there? You're showing me right there?
That's his ex.
God, she's... I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, I...
Well, I mean, somebody's getting sick of somebody. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know if I'd ever get sick of Mackenzie.
You say that, but what if every day she's yelling at you?
Well, see, that's an aphrodisiac for a guy like me, because I'm from, you know, everybody yells at everybody in Boston. So, you know, that's just foreplay.
They're saying it's $67 billion that's on the line with this divorce.
Can you tell me how old Mackenzie is? Because she looks like she can't be, like, she looks late 30s, but I feel like, I mean, he looks older, so unless he married
48.
Young. She's 48? Oh, she's totally in my neighborhood. All right, I got to give her a call. My wife will understand, because we're talking $67 billion.
Oh, jeez.
It's 67 billion, Rev.
It could be a sister wife situation.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Polyamory. There you go.
I think she'd be okay with that.
I hope so. $67 billion, whatever I got to do, I'll take one for the team.
You're taking one for the team.
Yeah, she's going to have to take one for some team. Yeah, that's for sure. Mackenzie's going to get the short end of that stick, literally.
Yeah. I'll take whatever for that kind of cash. Jeff or Mackenzie.
Oh, really? I had thought about it, Jeff. Yeah, but he's already smitten with this other girl.
We can't get Jeff. I'm looking at some of the other pictures of the chick. Not that it matters.
God,
but.
No, she's not that. You like that picture?
I'm a fan of the ratchet-looking ones every once in a while. You know, she's got those.
Those lips are so... That's Botox Betty over there.
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, but... He goes for that over Mackenzie? Really?
You're basing it only on looks, man. It's what's inside, too. underneath that Botox is a beautiful human being.
Oh,
lovely fakies.
Yeah, exactly. The fakies and the Botox. Well, you're not getting a Dalai Lama in there underneath. I'm sorry.
I don't know. You never know.
All I know is last night I'm trying to fall asleep and I get. I'm like, who's texting me at like 10 o'clock or 11
McKenzie?
O'clock at night?
67 billion texts.
I forget I have like a Daily Mail push notification.
Oh yeah,
and so it pops up. And usually I'm just like, oh, stupid Daily Mail. I'm not even gonna read it. But this one, it says what the headline is. I'm just like, you know, I don't have to go to bed just yet. And I start reading this. It's like, this is insane.
What an insane. I hadn't seen all the salacious stuff. All I saw was they just weren't getting. They were splitting.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything negative from her. I haven't heard anything. If he's done allegedly everything that's been said by the Inquirer and all this,
mm-hmm.
well, then she's also behaving like a trooper. Think about that, Steve. McKenzie has said nothing bad that I've seen.
Dude, it just came out.
All right, I want to pay attention because I think, you know what, she's the catch of the century. How can she not be the catch of the century at this point?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're throwing in that money. You're absolutely right. I mean, whoever wins, that's winning the lottery.
And she's a beautiful woman in all these pictures.
Yeah, but
yeah. She, and I don't know. I can just tell by looking at pictures. It seems like she seems like she's a happy lady.
You as opposed the weirdest to, person in the world.
I don't know. She has one picture.
You look at
superficial McGee over here.
And you've now you fully understand her personality based on a picture.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Ooh, I know what's going to get him on the side of the girlfriend.
What?
She was in Fantastic Four.
What the hell was she? Which
she
one?
She's just a reporter.
Oh, okay.
She's in the first one.
Oh, great.
Yay!
Oh, so she's an actress.
I mean,
she was like a news anchor or a sports anchor or something.
Oh, she's been in a lot of movies as a reporter.
Yeah.
Her anchor, which is funny.
Okay, Jeff. Boy, by the way, it doesn't matter who you are. Once you make a ton of money, what do you do as a guy? I mean, that is so stereotypical for a guy in power. Let me go for Botox Betty. You know what? My account's probably going to be closed, but I'm not happy with this.
Right, unlike the other person you know inside and out is a perfect human being because of the two pictures that you looked at.
I'm on Team Mac. I'm all about Team McKenzie.
I'm on Team Neither.
Oh, yeah? You don't want 67? I get 67 billion reasons to be on Team McKenzie, Steve. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah, because she's going to stop what she's doing.
You know what? I'm going to introduce her to my wife. She can date my wife at this point. I just want a piece of that cash.
Such a gold digger, BJ.
Yeah, I am. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Oh, if I could be a gold digger, what a life I'd have. I got to tell you about this well-known celebrity that shared that she invited her ex-husband on her honeymoon with her current husband. Okay, why? You're going to hear from her at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Gwyneth Paltrow, who definitely has just come off as a very quirky person these days. She was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she shared that when she got married for the second time to producer Brad Falchuk, that she invited her kids and ex-husband Chris Martin on the honeymoon.
What?
Yeah, see, you know, she is like, she's super hippie lady. I mean, she's super hippie, super out there. If you asked me to name a celebrity that might do this, I would pick Gwyneth Paltrow.
My wife, we were watching some MTV Live, that channel, you know, where they just show all the live shows. And it seems like almost every other hour there's a Coldplay concert. And we were just watching it. And I like Coldplay, so does she. And we were just enjoying it. And she's just like, yeah, wasn't he married to that Gwyneth Paltrow woman? I'm like, yeah. She's like, is it me or does she seem like the most annoying celebrity on earth? And I was like, yeah, I can't really think of anyone else who's more annoying than her.
And your wife is a vegan. To say that somebody like that's annoying, that means something. Because, I mean,
Gwyneth, she's vegan?
No, because Gwyneth is supposed to appeal to people that have an alternative sort of lifestyle, and yet your wife even finds her annoying.
Yeah, but my wife's not one of those that's going to be like standing on a soapbox telling people how to live their life.
Yeah.
But like, Gwyneth comes off as that person.
Yeah, she does.
Seems holier than thou.
Yeah.
Has it all figured out. She could be the nicest person.
She very well could be. I mean, I like her as Pepper Potts. I mean, I think she's Tony Stark's Tony Stark's girlfriend. Yeah.
Which one was it? The one where she did like the short shorts?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah.
Didn't she have short shorts in one? The first Iron Man or the second Iron Man?
It might have been Avengers.
Or Avengers.
It was Avengers, I think, because Coulson comes in and she's hanging out with Iron Man. She's just walking around the apartment in short shorts. It's pretty hot.
Wow. Okay.
She's got some nice things.
All right.
But then. She's annoying as hell.
Okay, then. And she's somebody who doesn't have a problem having her ex hang out on the honeymoon. I mean, I get that she wants the kids there, but I mean, really, the honeymoon, she brings the kids and the ex. And here's why she did it.
We got married at the end of September, but we just took our honeymoon in the Maldives. And
yes.
We had a big family honeymoon over Christmas. So my new husband and his children, my children, my ex-husband, our best family friends. It was a very modern honeymoon. You know, we just wanted to minimize the pain for the kids. And they just want to see their parents around a dinner table, basically. You know, so we try to keep that. Mm.
Oh, actually, that's somewhat reasonable, but I wouldn't call that a honeymoon.
It sounds like a vacation.
Yeah, it's what it is. I mean, again, because they delayed it and it was the holidays, of course you want to have the family together for that.
How do you feel, though, if you're the husband, the new guy, and you're like, finally, we're going on our honeymoon? She's like, is it cool if I invite my ex and my kids?
Yeah, good thing he's a director, so he at least knows the Hollywood lifestyle. I feel like it's just Hollywood and how they live.
Maybe that also hooks him up, then maybe being able to use Coldplay music in a movie.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, everybody's happy about that. Everybody wins.
I know. I have a few friends who their parents got remarried, and now they're all really good friends still. So for the mom's birthday, the dad and the new wife come over, and they go on vacations together. So, I mean, aside from the honeymoon thing, the whole thing doesn't seem super weird to me. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, the honeymoon, I think, definition should be for the husband and wife and nobody, not even the kids. The kids shouldn't be there either. It's your honeymoon.
Right. Let the exes watch the kids.
Yeah. So, but family vacations, look, you'd like to see that. You'd like to see everybody get along. You really, really would. I'm with Vicky.
Do you share a wall in a hotel, or do you make it a point, like, do not have us?
Oh, no, no, no way, man.
No?
Yeah.
Thin walls, man.
But if I'm Cole, if I'm Chris Martin, I'd be like, I want to be right next to him. Show us up with you now, whoever he's with now.
Oh, wow. And then you just have a contest who can be louder?
Just turns into a competition at that point.
Oh, man.
Okay, in that case, I'm in.
You know, Steve, it's a good. You should never, ever have an ex of anybody then.
No, I don't think. I think it's. I understand when kids are involved.
You're the guy that wants the wall.
Well, I'm just joking, first of all. But if kids are involved, I understand why you all have to stay together and get along. But I could never imagine double dating with an ex and their new. Whoever they're with.
See, I did that when I met my wife, but see,
you stole your woman, your friend's girl, and that now became your wife.
Yeah, but that's I waited 10 months and they broke up. I feel and it was his idea to double date, but I didn't know he was trying to get basically my wife back. I didn't know that. He was like, you should go out with my old girlfriend, I'll go with your old girlfriend. I'm like, well, that's great because I really wanted to. I didn't know he was trying to get her back, but that was his fault because my charm won out.
All right, well, what about the rest of you guys? Vicky, could you go on a double date with an ex and their new person?
Mostly.
How about Bunny Guy, the guy that made you the bunny out of t-shirts?
Oh, no, we don't speak. In fact, he knows to stay the hell away from me.
So, guy, no.
It's mostly too bad. He was very good at sewing.
Yeah.
He had somebody else help him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even him who made it.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. So you weren't even that important.
No.
Wow.
No, I don't like most of my exes, or we just have that space where we've agreed to give each other that space where we don't want to be around.
I can't imagine. And Steve, I can't imagine you would.
No.
I mean, I've known some of your exes, and that's why they're exes.
Well, and also just it would feel awkward. I think it would be awkward for everybody involved. And why do I want to be awkward at dinner? Dinner's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, my wife has an ex. There's no way. If he somehow came back into the life, and I don't even know if he's still alive, but if he did, I wouldn't want to be there for that. That guy was my rival.
And I absolutely hope all my exes are whatever in their life, happy and doing their thing. But I think that'd be just really odd to be catching up over dinner. I don't know, Danny, would you do it?
No.
Not at all.
I met my ex-wife's new boyfriend over Christmas.
How'd that go?
It was fine.
Nice guy?
It was weird. Well, yeah, he used to be our waiter at a restaurant we used to frequent a lot.
Oh, that's and bizarre. So,
okay, yeah. Still getting a tip.
I oddly knew him. But
that's so horrible.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, he's with a girl. He's happy.
Yeah. No, and it was just, I mean, he's a nice guy, and as long as he's nice to Lily, that's all I care about. But I can't imagine actually going on a, anywhere extended period of time with him. That's just weird. Even to dinner, that's just too weird for me.
Yeah, because look, I mean,
do you ever want to pull him aside and warn him? Hey, get out now.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I probably should, but no.
Yeah, I wonder about that because I watched a lot of Ant-Man over the holidays. I watched both movies, and of course, that's the situation. Scott Lang, the main dude, his wife is with this new dude.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Cannavale plays the part, and in order for everybody to get together, have a good time, they got to spend those family meals and times together. I guess if it's everybody, you do it if you had to. Because it maybe was Lily's birthday party or something, right, Danny? And if he was really prominent and your ex ex-wife's life.
I would. If they took it to the next level of it being more than a boyfriend, like if it was like a fiance or a husband, at that point, yes, that's fine. But mm-hmm. Maybe not a vacation, but definitely being in his life, like I could understand that.
That's why I said, like, if kids are involved, I think the script is changed.
But let's be honest. Yep. It's Gwyneth Paltrow and the Maldives. They have so much money, you're probably not even in the same place. They're probably in, like,
I don't even know what the Maldives is.
Oh, it's a sweet vacation place where there's water and beaches. Shocking. And everything. And I don't know exactly where it is, but I know it's fancy.
Oh, wow.
It's in Asia.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it's insane. So they all got their own places. You know, you're not even together, really, except for meals, or maybe you're on the beach. But and then if you get tired of somebody, you get to go back to your own chalet or whatever the hell they got.
Danny, does he have, like, the same kind of music taste as you? Is it, like, you know what I mean? Like, did you notice similarities at all? Or
not that I'm aware of, but I haven't talked to him.
Did you like Green Day or Offspring?
I hope, probably.
Did you ever? Now, let me ask you a question. This is interesting.
Okay, let's go.
Because you went to the restaurant, did you ever get a vibe that this guy was kind of digging your wife? Because she was your wife at the time.
Oddly enough, no. So we used to go to this restaurant all the time, and he was more friends with me. Like, he would say, "What's up, Danny?" I never knew his name.
Well, the best way to get to a woman is through her husband.
Apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
And then all of a sudden, Lily's talking about this new guy, and I was like, oh, okay. So when I had to pick
Small
her up.
World.
And he, I was like, oh, Monroe's guy. I get you.
See, that would make me go, were you digging my wife the whole time?
He probably was.
Do you want to deal with that headache?
That's how I think. That's how I think in my head.
Like, it's his problem now.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I honestly don't care. I think it's funny. To me, it's just funny. It's like, oh, you're dating our old waiter. That's cool. Whatever.
That's awesome. Let's go to Joe in Seattle. Joe, you are on The Rock.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Not too bad. Joe, what you got for us, buddy?
So, this Gwyneth Paltrow thing, similar thing I've kind of sidelined, seen firsthand. It's kind of weird. I met a girlfriend I'm with right now, relatively new, but through, like, the beginning phases of us getting to know each other, she was long distance, traveling back and forth. She was living with a friend of hers who she introduced her friend at, like, a horse stall and whatnot, and ended up getting married to her new husband now fairly quickly. They ended up having a kid, so they got their own life going. But what I thought was weird was not the ex before, but his wife's favorite ex with three of her other children. I was just like, who's this? And she's like, oh, this is so-and-so, her ex. I was like, oh, okay. Why is she coming to Wild Waves on all these trips with all of their kids together while her new husband's just kind of sitting there like, all right, cool, going out to dinner, coming over to Christmas, like every possible event you can imagine, she was there for it. And I'm just like, at what point does, like, the new husband get that reign to kind of lead and take over into their new marriage and the new life with, without, kind of like you were saying, how does that new husband or boyfriend feel being demised by the ex always being there and always being forefront? And the kids, you know, get to be by their other dad, but he's not really getting the opportunity to kind of take that role, I feel.
So you're saying the other dad's not getting a chance to be the dad because the first dad, or their real dad, is always over.
Yeah, he's there firsthand, almost like they're still married. Of course they're not, but, like, he has a newborn, fresh marriage within, like, a year with her and these other three kids that he took on to be their new, in theory, father role by marrying and having his own kid with their mom. This other guy, her ex from a long, long time ago.
Who is the father?
Always there for everything.
See, I would love that, to be honest with you. I would love that. Yeah. It'd be like, they're not my kids. I'm glad that he's involved as the father because mm-hmm. I don't want to worry about them. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, as the stepdad, you're always in a tough position anyway.
Yeah,
so it's nice that the bio dad at least is involved. You know,
bio
Joe.
Dad.
And you know,
starting
Joe.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, bio dad. It isn't, you know, it used to be, and I'm old enough to remember that it was always separate. The kids would have two houses and they'd have basically, you wouldn't have the families blended like that, or I should say, the exes blended, where the kids could hang out with mom and dad together, even though they weren't together. It was very separate. But it does seem like now people are working hard so that the kids can have that family experience, even though the parents aren't married, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think that's kind of a nice evolution. There is, you know, us guys can be territorial And so, yeah, I'm the new father. Why don't I get to then impose my will? But I'm like, no, dude, they're not my kids. I hope somebody else takes care of them. I don't want to be part of that.
It's funny. So he says, I want to buy my ex-wife's boyfriend a drink, shake his hand and say, thank you for taking her off my hands. Yeah. Another texter says, me and my ex-wife were good friends. We hang out with her and her husband all the time. But it took us 10 years to get to that point. I can see that. After a while, yeah, you're so far removed. The sexual tension's probably gone. All that stuff is done. So you can just kind of just be civil human beings.
Especially, and
or
you know,
the animosity is probably boiled over.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, millennials and younger learn this so that they can just realize, hey, sometimes you just can only live together for a certain amount of time. Maybe you made some kids together. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be so mean and horrible. And, of course, if you're lucky enough to be Mackenzie Bezos, you're going to get $67 billion when it ends.
There it all goes back to that woman.
Dude, $67 billion!
She deserves it.
I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm just saying, man, it's jackpot time.
I mean, she spent like an entire relationship wondering, why are you winking at me?
Oh, you're so, you are horrible. You know what? If your Amazon account doesn't get suspended, I will be so shocked. You've been such a douche.
I'm kidding.
Are you, though?
It is weird.
I know. He's got a weird thing. He does.
And we all do. We all have something weird.
Well,
about
here's
us,
we. But, you know what?
But every picture I'm looking at, it looks like he's winking at us.
I know. Maybe it's just he got it to condition. You know, and you know what? He's got so many billions, he can wink at whoever he wants.
Oh yeah, I mean, he has the last laugh.
He surely does, and so does Mackenzie. My God,
your obsession for Mackenzie,
dude. She's got $67 billion, and she gets to live whatever life she wants, and maybe you know.
What's so funny, Vicky?
He looks like an emoji, the one that's like winking at you, even though both his eyes are open.
You're right. It is. It's very bizarre. Is that a tick? He reminds me. Well, you guys wouldn't know this, but he reminds me of that guy on the old Pink Panther movies who had that nervous tick.
I don't know.
I think it might just be the way his eyes are, like Forrest Whitaker.
Well, Forrest Whitaker's got a bad eye.
Yeah, like, I think he might have a bad eye too.
Oh, I always love that one meme of Forrest Whitaker. It's like Forrest Whitaker, like, not stoned, and Forrest Whitaker stoned.
Or the one where it's like NyQuil, DayQuil.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's poor exactly Whitaker. What Jeff Bezos looks like.
Yeah, poor that.
Don't mess with my account, millionaire. Buddy.
You're right. I know. Why am I feeling bad for all these guys who get all this cash? All right, yesterday, Steve, I don't feel bad for him because he did get this one wrong.
What continent includes Iran?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Australia.
No.
Austria.
Austria? No.
Yes. Ah. Yeah, I don't feel bad for you at all, Austria. We were looking for Asia. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.